may have heard that life is the art of drawing without an eraser. Well, improvisation might be its theatrical expression. It demands a lot from performers. Actors working without a script are like trapeze artists. A single lapse of concentration can send the others flying into space. It's great training for theater, requiring actors to be vigilant and in the moment. Claire Fallon is bringing a completely improvised performance to the Tenney Theater stage next weekend with her young performers at St. Andrew's Priory, and she joins us now for a completely unscripted conversation. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
You were telling me earlier that the rules of improv are kind of your rules of life.
Definitely. It's a wonderful life philosophy. The first one is yes and, to say yes and then to build on it. An acceptance of what is. And then the second one is to keep it simple. And the third one is make your partner look good. Justify everything your partner is doing.
Which is easy to forget, right? It's not that easy to keep that in mind in a on-stage, unscripted situation. Huh?
Exactly. And that's what we do during our rehearsal process, is we really drill in these tools of how to say yes and that's why improv is so interesting to watch as an audience member, because in your life, you say no to keep that security, to keep yourself safe. So when you go and see an improv performance, you're going to see people say yes to all of those things that are really uncomfortable for you to say yes. Like, do you want to go to the moon? And in improv, you can say, yes, and I have a spaceship ready to go, just filled up the gas.
So you have a sort of an obligation, no matter what it is,
definitely,
to say yes.
Yeah, if you say no, then you're blocking your partner, and you're blocking the action from moving forward, and you just get stuck in the same place.
Mm-hmm. How does an improv performance start? With a suggestion from the audience?
Definitely. We get a word of inspiration. So when you come and see our show, have some words in your mind, like 17 or moon or ocean or anything, and we'll create a scene off of that.
So when you're rehearsing your performers, do you come in with that, with a set of ideas, points of departure?
Oh, definitely not. Our minds are totally blank and completely present. We actually use meditation and yoga to practice mindfulness and to be in every second and every moment without pre-planning what's going to happen. So we get our words of inspiration from the audience who already has those things in their mind.
But pre-planning for most of us is that safety net beneath the trapeze, right?
That's our challenge, is to go on there, to go on stage and to trust yourself, to have the confidence, to have your mind blank, and to know that you're going to say what you need to say to create the scene and to make it interesting, and to trust your partner.
Given that your students, your performers, are teenage girls who have maybe a more than average fear of making fools of themselves?
Yes.
Fair to say?
Definitely. That's what we work on in rehearsal, is building that confidence and building the tools to be able to go on stage and say, here I am, and I'm ready to go there and to say yes.
Because one of the ways in which you kind of prevent looking foolish is withdrawing.
Definitely.
Right?
Hiding.
You're always safe if you don't come out of your shell. Males, females, no matter what age, that's a kind of a default thing that people do, isn't it?
Exactly. They do, and they hide. And that's always with our performances coming up, you know, they're afraid. What if I freeze on stage? And I say, work with it. If you freeze on stage, then maybe your partner will treat you like you are frozen in ice, and that's where the scene goes from there. Nothing that happens is a mistake. It's a gift for the scene, and that's what makes it interesting. You know, maybe someone has a freeze ray. When they look at you, you freeze. You know, that's how the
Medusa
scene will go.
Kind of
exactly.
Thing. Yeah. Was this a tough sell with teenage girls?
I don't think so. I think that they are really excited to do this kind of work. I think they're really interested in the yoga aspect and the being present, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, these rehearsals are fantastic. It's not like they're going home and having to memorize lines and just, you know, be a mirror image of how everyone's been doing the same thing for hundreds of years. This is fresh, new, and unique. And these girls are excited to be a part of it.
You know, I would think that through going, by going through a theatrical experience like this, it might allow you to bring some spontaneity the next time you do work from a text.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Definitely. To have the actor be an active part of the creation instead of just a paint that a director is smearing on a canvas. Exactly. Yeah. Creates better actors.
Well, because one of the things that makes an amateur performance look like an amateur performance is when people say words that they clearly have read and practiced saying 100 times.
And they stop listening. That's another way that you can tell that that's an amateur actor, is when they're not talking, they're not listening.
They're just waiting.
They're just waiting
to hear that cue.
Exactly.
And then say their thing, right?
So that's one of the amazing things about the improv, is that you're going to see everybody, even the people who are not even in the scene, everybody is going to be listening and remembering and making connections from other scenes in the past. And that's creating an inside joke with the audience. And that is amazing when you're just in a 1 hour play and you have inside jokes with the actors. It's pretty fun.
And they feel that sort of complicity with people out there sitting in the dark. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Great experience for your kids.
I think so. And even if they don't go on to become actors, which I think a lot of them will, it gives them confidence for public speaking, for job interviews, and just being able to be present in the moment and confident in themselves.
I would think so. Well, good to talk to you, Claire. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Claire Fallon is the director of Zenprov, an unscripted improvised performance by student actors at St. Andrew's Priory. It's at Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu this weekend, November 7th through 9th. And there's more about it on our website, hpr2.org.